About 54,000 gallons of gas spilled in the town of Jackson 2 weeks ago from a pipeline owned by the West Shore Pipeline Company. The fuel has polluted at least a dozen private drinking water wells. Some local residents say the pipeline firm has been slow to respond. West Shore's Patrick Hodgins apologized to the hundreds of people in last night's crowd.
We are now in your backyard, okay? We're now digging up your backyard, okay? There's concern, there's angst, probably anger, okay? I understand that. And we're going to do what we have to do to get it right.
Getting it right includes having chemical filters installed on some water faucets and paying for bottled water and hotel rooms for people living in a new flush-only advisory area where the DNR urges not using well water for bathing, drinking, or gardening. Pat Dano lives in that neighborhood and says the pollution isn't what she expected in a small town 30 miles from Milwaukee.
I came out to the country to enjoy myself out here, not to stay in a hotel.
Eventually, some homeowners may need a new well drilled to a deeper and presumably cleaner aquifer. Steve Alice of the DNR says wells now spoiled by gasoline chemicals like benzene may be polluted for a long while.
The question is, will that water ever be safe? You know, my experience is that it's going to take a long time to remove that gasoline. It could take certainly months and likely years.
Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Jackson.